And 6:06, it is overcast, 43 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting temperatures to remain fairly steady throughout the day today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A fire truck from Chelsea idles at the command post at the White Oak School in Craig County. Firefighters spent all day yesterday getting a handle on a major wildfire in that community just to the southwest of Anita.
This is the worst we've ever had in our county. It's about 800 to 1,000 acres, but the wind was what was really bad. It was just, you know, we couldn't get control of it.
That is Morris Bluejacket. He is the Emergency Management Director for Craig County. Now, no one was injured. U.S. Highway 60 had to be closed for a while yesterday. Fire crews are still on the scene this morning looking for hot spots. A group warns local officials to pay close attention to flooding as Arkansas River development picks up speed.
The 1986 flood was bigger than what's expected once every 100 years. Judith Finn is chair of a flooding advisory board. She says Tulsa needs a policy requiring construction at 1 foot above that level.
You know, we're not protecting the public against an absolute standard that we can assure you that you will never be flooded. That's not it. This is a reasonable, because it has happened.
The advisory board also recommends not building critical facilities, such as hospitals and fire stations, within a floodplain that's expected once in 500 years. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Gasoline prices took a jump overnight in Tulsa. We are still below $3 a gallon this morning, but just barely. Most stations increased the price to $2.99 last night. On State Capitol Watch, the Tulsa Regional Chamber and more than 60 partners announced their one-voice legislative agenda for state and federal governments. Chamber President Mike Neal says funding is always a challenge, but some priorities are ones for which they will continue to advocate.
These are multi-year projects, and so this really makes a multiple-year commitment from both the public and private sector to ensure that these initiatives hopefully get done in some finite period of time.
Now, some top state priorities include expanding Insure Oklahoma coverage and support for a closing fund like the one that brought Macy's to the Owosso area. Well, as the Department of Corrections seeks $47 million in additional funding, Governor Fallon says she still supports the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. Passed by lawmakers with much fanfare in 2011, it still has yet to be funded. The governor says there needs to be a complete review of the DOC first.
I do think we need to have an in-depth look at our Department of Corrections, their policies, their funding, their staffing, the implementation of JRI. We know we have prison overcrowding problems. We know that our corrections facilities are costing the state a lot of money.
She says there needs to be better cooperation from the judiciary, including district attorneys. The goal was to move nonviolent offenders into other programs. It is those programs that have yet to be funded. Well, the flu continues its attack on Oklahoma. Five more people died last week from flu complications. One death was here in Tulsa County. The Tulsa Health Department's Caitlin Snyder says if you have yet to get a flu shot, it is not too late.
We're in the height of the cold and flu season, so aside from getting your flu vaccine, it's just important that everyone remember to frequently wash their hands with soap and water.
Last week alone, 35 people were admitted to the Tulsa County hospitals with flu. Our weather forecast, cloudy today with a high of 43, rain possible tonight, with a few sleet pellets around daybreak and a low of 32. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain and a high of 40. And on Sunday, a chance of some snow and a high of 32. Right now, it's overcast in 43. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.